fashion stylist, mum, poet, friend, Dan Burton. How are you?
Oh, how's it going? Good, so good to see you.
You too. Have you any creepy stories of celebrity stalking?
Creepy, yeah. Celebrity stalking. Yeah, no, I was like the ultimate, yeah, the original baby reindeer. So I loved Princess Diana when I was growing up. I used to collect pictures of her. It's probably where my fashion thing came from. And yeah, I wrote her a letter, you know, just addressed it to like Kensington Palace.
Did you?
I got a letter back.
Stop.
I did. And I'll never forget my mum coming up to St. Kevin's, the primary school in Kilnamanna, at the end. Like, my mum never came up to collect us. We always made our own way home. And she had this letter and it was on the beautiful Kensington paper with the wax kind of thing on the top. It was gorgeous. I don't know where the letter is now, but I got
God's
a letter.
Oh, for God's sake, find that letter, Jan Britton.
Yeah. And I met Brad Pitt.
Hang on.
Sorry.
My brain's going to explode. I can't take it. Faye from Steps and now Brad Pitt. Wait. Go back a step. What did the letter say from Diana?
Oh, it said, thanks so much for your letter. You know, the usual, thanks so much for your letter. I'm not able to send, a signed photograph, but I appreciate very much, wow. You know, your, I don't know, love. Because I was like, I love. I love you. I love you. I love your dresses. I love your hair. Like, if you're ever in Talla and you want to come over for a cup of tea.
Please come.
You're so welcome. Yeah.
That's lovely. So. How old were you? 32.
It was just last week. I would have been probably about 7 or 8.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Brad Pitt, go on quick.
Okay, Brad Pitt, I was 20 something and I was at a gig with my friend and he was there. It was when he was over here filming with Harrison Ford. So he was going out with Juliette Lewis. So I didn't ask him for an autograph. I asked him for a cigarette. I didn't smoke, but I asked him for a cigarette. And then I was like, quick, give me a lighter. The girl that was with me, Aisling, asked him, very boldly asked him for a kiss and he said, I'm going out with someone, I probably shouldn't be giving you a kiss. She was like, I have a fella as well, while you're at it, kiss me friend Janet there. So I kissed Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he gave you a kiss?
He did, yeah. He was very, very forthcoming, I have to say.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Before phones, though, Brendan, before any of this, oh, you know. So only me and Aisling can say that that's a real, true story.
Yeah, I'd love to hear his side of that story. Myself and a friend of mine were coming out of a lift very recently in Powers Court as Rob Lowe was walking into the lift and I didn't see him and she saw him because he had a cap on and head down and I was like, I was chatting away and she just went, like, I was like, what? And the lift door closed and it was Rob Lowe and I didn't get to see him.
Oh.
This sounds, I don't like where this is going.
No, this is, yeah, you haven't been very lucky with your celebrity.
I've been very unlucky actually, joking. Although I did have lunch with Madonna once, but that's a whole other story. Oh, yeah. Now, you've got loads going on at the moment.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Go on, what's going on?
Well, so I'm going to be doing Electric Picnic this year.
Woo!
I've done it last year and it was amazing and I'm doing it this year. But I'm also curating it. I sound like a real artist, don't I, when I say
that? You are a real artist.
Yeah. So I'm curating the manifesto stage on the Saturday from 12 to 6. It's called Wild Words.
Love it.
It's on my t-shirt here for radio listeners.
Catherine Hamlet.
Yeah. And look, it's just a celebration of words and people who use words as their currency. They use it in protest. They make people laugh. They make people cry. So obviously, you know, I write poems and it's been a game changer for me. It's been a whole life shift for me.
It's really interesting that you're just making me think while you're talking there. When we were younger, I think in Ireland, and because whatever the culture was, I don't think we really accepted the power of words when we were younger in our culture. And I think now we really understand words have real meaning and you have to be very careful with the words you use.
Yeah.
I really believe, I think that there was a gear shift in our thinking, I think, in the 90s where we were like, actually, you know what? If you say something like that to me, I will be offended or it is powerful or will make me cry or will make me laugh. Yeah. So words are very, very important, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And like I said, you know, I suppose writing and using words as a means for me to communicate, because obviously I was involved in fashion and I still am. So fashion would have always been my means of communication. But actually words were never something that I thought, you know, that I put down on paper and Jesus, imagine sharing them, like, do you know? So now, you know, 2 books later.
Amazing.
And yeah, Electric Picnic. So I'm inviting like Rosie O'Donnell and I've got Roisin Ingle. I've got Katrina O'Sullivan and Hilda Fay.
Wow.
I've got this amazing poet called Henry Normal, who I met when I was touring in the UK. And like he's written actually with Steve Coogan and Caroline Ahern, like all of my favourite TV people he's been involved with. So he's really, I'm just really excited to have him over. I've got Thomas Kane Byrne, Joe McGuckin. I've got this amazing gang of actors who are going to give us a sneak peek at Brendan Behan's last first play.
Wow.
It's called The Rent Woman. And
really?
Yeah, it's bilingual and it's a really, for me, Brendan Behan is the original wild worder, right? It's like, and again, somebody who maybe the words weren't kind of taken as they were, you know, as they were meant. He was always kind of written off as being.
Was he?
Yeah, really. Like by us here in Ireland, yeah, anyway. Sure. And I think in death now, obviously he's getting the recognition, you know, that he deserved. So I'm excited to have that element there as well. And then obviously there'll be me and Garrod Farrelly will be doing a session. Yeah. So I'll do poems and Garrod does some beautiful writing, like prose and stuff. So
I didn't know that Garrod writes prose.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Well,
not
poetry, but prose. Yeah, like, you know, he writes beautiful short, beautiful, like funny, smart, whip smart stories, you know. So we'll just be having a bit of crack together.
Whip smart.
Yeah. So it's nice. I wanted to feel like, you know, you're coming into someone's kind of living room and you're just, you know.
I can't actually let the Brendan Behan last first play skip by.
Mm.
What was it called? The Rent Woman.
Yeah.
And when you say lost, when was it found? Explain that to me a little bit.
Now that I'm not fully, you know, it's not my bag, Brendan. So there's the playwright behind it called Jimmy Murphy.
Yeah.
He, through the National Archive, came across the manuscripts and they're half written in Irish and half written in English. Now, I had this crazy idea that wouldn't it be great to get the kneecap lads to come and read the Irish bit, but they're a bit busy. But so for now, it's...
From Princess Diana to kneecap, you're fearless.
Oh, yeah, but it's just like, well, why not? Do you know what I mean? Like, so first of all, when I got the gig to do the curating, which I was like, okay, first of all, what is that? And then it's like, okay, so you just ask any people that you think are deadly if they'd like to come and do it, whatever.
Brilliant.
I wrote to Andrew Ridgely.
Oh, good.
You know, he's not on my list. I got all the people that I went to now, I have to say.
As in Wham's Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah, I put it out there because I thought, imagine Garrod and Andrew Ridgely sitting together having a chat about friendship and pop music.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can actually see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So next year, Andrew Ridgely, maybe, you know.
Just putting it
you and Andrew Ridgely, actually, next year.
Yeah, I would go all gooey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
Yeah.
I am a big fan.
Yeah.
I love his book and I listened to his book as he reads it.
Yeah, and this is it. And also, there's a lot of musicians and artists and actors and just creative people. And they write. And they write, whether it's in their own journals or, you know what I mean, to keep. Or sometimes they write and they share it. Have you written a book yet?
I've written two books. We've written two, but they were to go with the TV show.
Yeah, the fashion books. But have you written like a Brendan book yet?
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, no, John, you're making me blush. But go back here now, because your manifestation skills are next level. They're like the higher level of manifestation skills, because the John Cooper Clark situation, I think it kind of started in the studio, didn't it, right?
Yeah. What? Yeah, so I came in the day after John had been in here.
Go on.
To read a poem because it was the first time the book came out and he was like, oh, he was in yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, well, I'd love to support him.
And you said that live on the radio.
Yeah, I did. So I read a poem because I wrote a poem about his poem. He's a really famous poem called I Want to Be Yours, and I written a poem in response to that.
Oh wow.
And so I read that and I was like, you know, yeah, I'd love to support him. And yeah, I came away from the show and I was like, maybe I'll just send him an email or write to him and ask. So I still do that. I write now to people, but I write pen to paper. I tend not to do an email. And again, I don't know if it's spooky or what, but like it is lovely to receive a letter.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I suppose you prefer if it's from someone that you know. But anyway, John thought it was nice. And yeah, so I got to tour with him in March of this year. I played in the London Palladium.
Wow.
I played in the Manchester Arena.
Sorry, you're missing the bit that how did it happen?
He
got your letter and you responded.
I sent a letter. I heard John talk about Siobhan, who looks after him, and I thought she sounds Irish. And so Siobhan is this PR woman.
Go on, yeah.
And turns out she's amazing, like, and a really, you know, forward thinking woman.
Open.
And I sent her the book with a letter and said, look, I know he's coming over in March. I'd love to see him. If you had 10 minutes, I'd do 10, just 10 minutes. That's all I want. I don't want to be taking loads of time off anyone. So, and I sent her a red lipstick because I had a poem called Lipstick Is My Yoga. And she sent me a letter back, an email back, and said, look, just to say, I got the books. I'm meeting John today. I'm going to have a chat with him and bring the books with him and we'll talk about it and see. And then that was it. She was like, yeah, John says, yeah, let's go for it.
Wow.
So that was the Olympia. And then from the Olympia then came
The Palladium
and the Manchester Arena.
What was that like?
The Palladium was amazing. Like, I, you know, obviously had to plan what I was going to wear because that was very important. It was like, okay, mom, I'm playing the London Palladium. Well, what am I going to wear? Like, you know. And there's this amazing, like, big...
What did you wear?
I wore a black leather jumpsuit. I based my looks when I was on my UK tour with John on Elvis Presley. So the black leather jumpsuit was nice. The 68 comeback. And then I had a gold leather shirt and black leather trousers. Nice. That was like the gold foil suit for the other dates.
Loving him.
But the Palladium has got the... Have you ever been backstage there? I feel like you have.
I haven't.
No, okay.
They
wouldn't let you in.
No, they wouldn't let me in. I'd love to go backstage to the London Palladium.
There's this huge big mirror and it's magnificent just before you go on the stage. And I stood there and I looked at myself in my leather jumpsuit and I fixed myself and I thought, how many other people have looked in this mirror?
Oh, you imagine.
Do you know? And went out and did my set and just got the most rapturous response. You can feel the heat off the people because it's really, really close. And came off and just was floating and went into my dressing room. My dressing room, like, you know, Janet from Tala, 50. The kids are at home. Anyway, I got a text on my phone. It was just someone saying to me, well done, you're at the Palladium. And it was the bin company telling me that the bins had to go out the next day.
Keeping it real. We've got to get to the book shortly, but I want you to get to your poem.
Yeah.
So you've written something for us today, special.
I finished it in the taxi on the way in.
You're some woman. That's pure art. That's art on the move.
Yeah, and it's printed for me though coming in here. Like that's also,
that's
amazing.
That's literally on the move.
Yeah. So we were talking about kind of the reset and getting out of the seasons. So this is called OS Update. And it's just, you know, everybody's sad to see summer go, but I thought, well, maybe we can reframe it. So here we go. Let August time out its own way. There's still a grand stretch in the day. The sun serving us rays before back to school days, reminding us of July, June and May. Let September be shiny and new. Applaud the new season's debut. Welcome routines and alarms. Don't shave under your arms. Go full autumn with hairy legs too. This ends a beginning that's sweet. The summer's not gone. It's complete. Reset and embrace. Reimagine, replace. It's time for Control, Alt, Delete.
Oh, I love you, John Burton. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thanks so much. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Go on, Tala Massive. We're on the way. Yep. Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.